You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast, and this is your host, Daniel Coy. Well, it has been another week working on a television set. This episode is going to be focusing on the real reason of why and understanding your motivation for why you do what you do. You can get lost in the crowd very easily, and I know from personal experience, my brain can get lost in amongst itself. That never really works out well at the end of the day, because I'm either overthinking, I'm the shoulda, woulda, couldas, you know, those, when they pop in, you are good to be done. These are things that you need to keep in check and to keep reminding yourself of who you are, because people that are in your life are going to project who they think you are. And giving control, taking control, however you want to put that, it really comes down to how you handle the situation. And if you've been listening to my podcast for a long time, you know I am kind of a revengeful pain in the ass. And when you do in the right frame of mind, so I read somewhere that you have to look at the situation with a person who is a person of sound mind looking at the current situation. So an outsider with a sound, normal mind coming in and looking at the situation, would they see the crazy? And, oh, yeah, it's just crazy. So then what do you do about it, right? You always want to take action so you can move on, so you can be better, so you can do all the things that you want to do in your life. And instead of, you know, I think the last case scenario is removing yourself from that situation and from that joy, from that place where you need to grow and thrive. I also think that you're not in the position that you're put in. Your life did not lead you down this path for you to be like, toots my goots. So I know there are lessons to be learned in every situation we've ever been put in. And it could be as big of a learning experience to like the most tiniest thing that you have ever like come upon, but then, you know, 2 years down the road, you're like, oh. And you all know I do believe in the very big manifestation and setting your goals and your objectives and how you're going to do it. And kind of letting the universe do its thing. So of course, you know, I need to be more specific on my manifestation. So we'll go into another podcast all about that, because if there's any room for wishy-washy, if you are, I mean, if we even look at a business, if there is never a strict, these are our rules, someone's going to try to push them. So that is the next thing. What is that? What does that entail for you? And I mean, just talking about my personal journey through this crazy place we call life. but it does... I said it at the end of A World of Wigs, you know. Life does not get better. It does not get any easier. But what it does is it shows you how to cope with the crazy so that you can lead the life you want. And it rings true even more. Even more. And when you go into situations, being hyper aware can be a downfall. Like, hello, downfall. And you can almost talk yourself out of the real learning. So you have to be hyper aware of yourself. The self-care? I'm not the one to be speaking about this. This is not my expertise, but I feel that the thoughts, the places that I'm coming from, my experiences, and I'll call them traumas that have happened to me can hopefully help someone to know that they are definitely not alone. They are definitely, you know, their greatness is here and we're just trying to tap into it. And that's myself included. Still trying to find that greatness. But know that your life is yours to kind of choose. And people will be throwing, not just throwing, they'll be vomiting what they think you should be. And you don't have to take it. You know, you don't have to a grain of salt. The moment right now that we are having, whether you're going through a bad time, a good time, a both time, a bipolar time, that's what I feel like a lot. High emotions, really low jabs. So remember, this is a blimp in your life. This will pass. We will get through it. We will move on. We will create what we need to create. As long as each blimp, like all our little blimps, all our grains of sand, grains of salt put together, can make a really big island. And if you put those that work in today, of all those sand granules, that's it, or the salt, you know, the pinch of salt every day. Sometimes it's a pound of salt a day, depending on your day and what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with. It can add up. And that's something that you can solidly stand on. Is the tides going to come and move and change? Of course. Yeah, that's the right now where I am, what I'm feeling is something that I think I know I'm not alone on this one. So I think that's why I am talking about it, because people don't talk about it and it's just like an unknown talk. Self-talk is really real. You got to tap it up. You got to smother it with love. Because the world is already giving you the shit. Unless you're really good and everyone just like kisses your ass, like totally cool. But you're getting it enough from everywhere else. So inside your brain, you don't have to allow that. You don't. Don't do it. Don't let them have it. How to take back that power. That I don't know. Being real, I really don't know. Every day is a struggle. Every day people are trying to do better for them. And that's their thing. And I do you, boo. Do you, as an old ex-friend would say. Do you. And that's the game, right? So you have to put the game together. I know it's the game called life, but that life is really a blank canvas that we get to be our peeps, to put them together, to make them sound, feel, and be really wonderful. And you're going to have up and down. And like I said, all of these moments are going to help make us stronger, and we're going to be able to learn how to deal with it the next time it comes around, which hopefully they never come back around. But if you find something or someone that keeps coming back around, and it doesn't have to be physically the person, but it could be the traits of a person, and how to deal with it, that may be a bigger lesson. And if it's come back 4, 5, 6, 7 times, it's time to look into it. So yeah. So that's my final thoughts on that. I do want to thank you for spending your time here with me, listening to what I have to say. And I know we will be amazing together, and you will have all the tools you need at the right time. So right now, if you are listening to this podcast, I want to thank you so much for being a part of it and listening to it on the Broadway Podcast Network. I want to thank you so much. And then until next time, make sure your wigs look pretty, because you know someone's going to read you for filth for them. Till next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.